When Mamie Clayton was growing up in Van Buren, Arkansas, her parents introduced her to African Americans of distinction. Her family would close the general store they owned in town and pile into their 1936 Ford to attend concerts and lectures. Mamie was so impressed with some of the people she met that she went to the Van Buren Library, still segregated at that time, to read more. Mamie's son Avery says that what she found there changed the path of her life.
As a child, she remembered going to the library and not seeing any books about blacks and asking her parents, you know, where are the books about us?
Mamie left Arkansas, moved to New York City, then settled in the West Adams neighborhood of Los Angeles to raise her family. But the books missing from the Van Buren Library continued to haunt her. Once her three sons were in school, Mamie became a librarian. She was working at the UCLA Law School in the 1960s when the university asked her to develop an African American Studies research collection. But Mamie found out she still couldn't buy the books she so desperately wanted.
You know, with the reluctance of the university to spend those dollars, it really drove home to her that if there wasn't institutional support for it, that the history would become lost.
Mamie began building a personal collection of the first editions that UCLA would not buy. She frequented garage sales, used bookstores, and became known throughout not only Los Angeles, but the country. Booksellers would call her with first editions, and magazines would sell her entire inventories of photographs. By the time Sue Hodson, a literary curator at the Huntington Library, visited Mamie's home, she found the garage stacked from floor to ceiling.
It was a scary sight because it was a fire trap, and this little tiny garage was just loaded to the rafters with collection material. There were small aisles that you walked through, and the material was on all sides. You couldn't open the file drawers because it would run into stacks of other material.
There was no walking in. You know there was so much stuff in there that you had to turn sideways to get anywhere.
At this time, Mamie was in her 80s and was worried about what would happen to her collection once she was gone. In 2001, her son Avery Clayton quit his job as an art teacher and tried to find a permanent home for the 75,000 photos, 30,000 books, and 1,700 films piled in his mother's garage. In August of 2006, Clayton signed a lease on an empty courthouse in Culver City for $1 a year and scheduled an opening ceremony for October. But just 7 days before the opening, Mamie was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
It just hit me like a thunderbolt. You know, because I said, well, you know, that's fatal. I had this opening and the press releases had gone out and I had to go through with it.
After the opening, Clayton went to the hospital to tell his mother how it went. As Mamie had gotten older, arthritis had hampered the once active woman about town, but she always loved to hear status reports about her collection. So Clayton sat beside her hospital bed and told her that after 40 years, her collection officially had a permanent home. Later that night, Mamie Clayton died. She was 83.
Sometimes I think that, you know, we do choose when we come and go. So it was almost as though she knew that she could take her rest once her collection was safe.
Mamie Clayton's passing only energized her family's mission to open a museum. 7 movers and 5 volunteers worked 8 hours a day for an entire week to pack up the materials in Mamie's garage. The items now sit on shrink-wrapped pallets in the secure Culver City courthouse, and a team of archivists from UCLA are unpacking them. It will take years to catalog and preserve the collection in its entirety, but curator Sue Hodson says once the process is finished, the library on Overland Avenue could have the largest collection of African-American culture in the world. And while the rooms of boxes might not look like much now, Hodson says Avery has already come a long way.
The first time I met him, he came out for lunch at the Huntington, and we sat in the garden restaurant, and he told me his vision for this library, and I was just stunned. My first thought was, oh my gosh, it'll never make it. It's too grand. It's much too ambitious. It's much too hard to create a research library and education facility from the ground up in this day and age. But in less than half an hour, I was convinced that he would succeed.
Hodson is planning an exhibition of Harlem Renaissance writers at the Huntington next fall and says she will borrow most of the items from the Clayton collection. Henry Huntington's museum holds some of the most important works in the state. But when it comes to African American history, he's got nothing on Mamie. Amanda Becker, Annenberg Radio News.